My name is Christina Olson. I am from the Department of Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation at Case Western Reserve University and the MetroHealth Rehabilitation Institute in Cleveland, Ohio, United States. I am the corresponding author and the first author on the case report entitled Spinal Cord Infarction Attributed to COVID-19. Our core tip is as follows. Although stroke and venous thromboembolism have been frequently observed with acute COVID-19, spinal cord infarction leading to paraplegia has rarely been seen. We report a case of spinal cord infarction shortly following infection with SARS-CoV-2, the virus that causes COVID-19. Consequently, this individual has experienced severe neurologic disability with subsequent development of long COVID. Symptoms such as myalgias, neuropathic pain, muscle spasms, and frequent bacterial infections, particularly in the urinary tract, are present in post-acute sequela of COVID-19, independent of spinal cord injury. Over the past 3 years, the dual presence of post-acute sequela of coronavirus 19 and recent non-traumatic spinal cord injury may have led to increased severity of symptoms shared by both conditions. Our key findings are as follows. For this individual discussed in the case report, the neurological sequela of COVID-19 may be contributing to the secondary effects of non-traumatic spinal cord injury. In the chronic care setting, physicians may have difficulty separating which symptoms are due to non-traumatic spinal cord injury and which are a direct consequence of post-acute sequela of COVID-19. Regardless, appropriate rehabilitation interventions for each condition encountered must be developed independent of the cause. In the case of this particular patient, the plan must also encompass measures to minimize exacerbations of a chronic connective tissue disease. Only through such a comprehensive approach can we hope to optimize an individual's quality of life. Over the next decade, many of those living with spinal cord injury could face a new disability. It will be our role to provide lifelong care for their COVID-19 concerns, as well as their chronic spinal cord injury needs. In this manuscript, I have an MRI as well as three tables which talk about the findings both in acute care and in the outpatient setting regarding her acute COVID-19, and then also the findings regarding her undifferentiated connective tissue disease. That's the end.